Kal Kadosh, we're going to continue with the halachot of night time. The Sharat Siyun in Sif Katan Aleph brings a beretev that he says that a person should not learn Torah Shebichtav, Mikra, the written Torah, at night time. From the Primigadim, though, it's mashma, it's implied, that you could learn at the night time. So he says, even according to those that are stringent, there's no isur. There's no prohibition. It's just lecha techila. It's preferable to learn mikra, the written Torah, during the day, and to learn Torah shebal peh, the oral Torah, during the night time. And this comes from a midrash. And the Piskei Tshuvot brings down, this is actually Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Memvav, and Midrash Tanhuma, Parashat Kitisa, that it says that Avraham Avinu was in the Shemaim for 40 days and 40 nights. They ask there the Midrash, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know when it was day and when it was night during the 40 days and 40 nights he was in Shemaim? So there the Midrash answers, Ela, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to teach him Torah Shebichtav, the written Torah, he used to know it was daytime. And when he used to teach him Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Mishnah, Gemara, and so on and so forth, he used to know it was nighttime. And the Tana de Vliyahu says, that's explanation of the Pasuk, when we say, Yom li yom yabia omer, which that's Torah Nevi'im Uktuvim, that during the day, we're going to learn Torah Nevi'im Uktuvim, which is the written Torah again, the Torah, Shebichtav, the Nevi'im, the prophets and the scriptures, the Ktuvim. Ve'layla lalaya lechaveda, that's a Mishnah. And also this is already many other also hints, whether it's Targum Shira Shirim, or Targum Avecha, Kumilione Balaila, that you have to learn Mishnah Balaila. And there's other places also, there's Rabbeinu Bachiai in Parasha Bereshit, that when he says, Etamaor Gadolem Shelat Hayom Etamaor Katon, that's the remez for Torah Shebichtav during the day, but that's the Hamaor Gadol, and Torah Shebalpeh Balaila. There's also Aor HaChaim HaKadosh, Parashat Azinu, on the Pasuk Yarov Kamatar Lichi. Also, all these different places where you have hints that the written Torah shall be learned during the day, and the oral Torah shall be learned during the night. Now, the people that follow the Arizal HaKadosh were very, very stringent in such a Kabbalah. This already starts, whether it's from the Chidah, the Yavetz, Yisod of Shor Shavavodah. They even say that it could be even, there's a Sakana, there's a danger in such a thing. Ben Ishchai, Kaf HaChaim, and many other places. And one of the reasons why is brought down is because Torah Shebichtav is like Din, and Torah Shebal Peh is like Chesed. Just like we say, the Torah Amra Yekenu Vatirbanan, it's a whole, and therefore since nighttime is a time of Dinim, we do not want to learn Din to awaken the other Din, meaning we don't want to awaken judgment. So therefore, just like we explained in the past about Tzedakah in the nighttime, that Tzedakah is Chesed and Rachamim, and therefore the nighttime is Din, so they don't do it, and so on and so forth. So the same thing, we do not learn Torah Shebichtav in the nighttime because of the same concept, but rather only Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah. Now, when we're going to speak about exactly when are we going to be Machmir, so this time frame of nighttime only started from nightfall, Tzeta Kochavim, until dawn. Meaning, I would have thought maybe it already starts from Shekiah, from sunset, but no. Really, it only starts from nightfall itself. Meaning, during Ben HaShemashot, during twilight, which is between sunset and nightfall, you're still permitted to learn Torah Shebichtav. And this goes until Alot HaShachar. Right after Alot HaShachar, until Netzach Hamah, you are also again allowed to learn Torah Shebichtav. Now this halacha only applies though, again, there's no isur b'davar, it's only a lecha techila, and therefore many, many different times there were many different shiurim of ba'ale batim, which they would work, and during the night times they would learn, whether it's psukim of Tehilim, Tanakh, anything, and nobody would have actually say anything. And the reason why is because the chidah in Petach Enayim and Kikal Le'eden brings down that this was only a person if he knows how to learn something else. However, what happens if a person doesn't know? He's an Am Haaretz. So he brings on that there was a lot of different groups in Batei Midrashiyot that after Arvid they used to learn Torah, Nevi'im, Uktuvim, and there were many rabbis and chachamim from Eretz Yisrael going by, and nobody ever said anything. Nobody rebuked them, nobody said anything. Even though the Arizal HaKadosh said that you shouldn't, still these people thought that you're not supposed to say this in front of the Me'ar Atzot, in front of the common people. And he said, why? Ki kemo zar nechshav b'nehem. He says, it's going to sound weird. He says, what, you're going to tell somebody not to learn at nighttime? So obviously, the tznuim, the people that are refined, they know, so okay, they don't want to start teaching the halachot of the Arizal. And therefore they just say that for them it's better that they would just come and they would just learn, because the ikar is to learn. If they're not going to learn anything else, they could learn that. If a person can, though, he would learn what he, again, whether it's Torah Shebaal Peh, Gemara, Mishnayot, it's also brought down in the Ben Ish Chai and others. And because of this halacha of Ame'ar Atzot, it already came down that the majority of the people will never rebuke someone for learning or even saying Tehillim or anything else that they're going to be doing during the nighttime because of this. Again, and there's no Yisur Badavar, it's only Alecha Techila, and the Arizal HaKadosh and all those that follow the Kabbalah were very strict. And the same halacha applies now not only to Ame'ar Atzot, also to children. So for example, if you're going to teach children and you can't start teaching them Rashi and Torah Shebaal Peh, you could hardly even teach them the Chumash itself. So again, you're allowed to come and you're allowed to teach them, even though it's nighttime, you're allowed to teach them the Mikra.